Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Today's Dr. Jazz Hour will be another one of my geographical programs, because we will explore the rivers of the world. Get ready to go cruising. Let's go to India first, with clarinetist Buddy DeFranco in 1956 and a sextet doing Moonlight on the Ganges from the album Wailers. Solos by Jimmy Rolls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, and Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. In 1927, the Paul Whiteman Orchestra featured many fine singers and musicians. Here's Mississippi Mud with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and Bing Crosby and Irene Day on vocals. Then we're off to South America on the Amazon River, recorded by guitarist Earl Klugh in 1980 from the album Dream Come True.
Thank you. Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it. Boy, that music thrills me. Say it nearly kills me.
What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. Oh, but a man, they keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat their feet on the Mississippi mud.
Thank you.
This set will begin in Africa on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Violinist Regina Carter recorded Daydreamin' on the Niger on her 1997 release, Something for Grace. Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra in 1935 recorded Stephen Foster's Way Down Upon the Suwannee River. Brazilian singer Flora Purim sang about the San Francisco River in her home country on the 2001 album Perpetual Emotion.
Thank you. I know you leave someday.
We are listening to River Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. The River St. Marie connects Lakes Huron and Superior and is the border between the U.S. and Canada. Tenor sax man Jimmy Forrest with a quartet included by the River St. Marie on his Out of the Forest release of 1961. Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra did Moonlight on the Colorado in 1930. Jimmy on clarinet, vocal by saxophonist Eddie Pollack. Back to South America for the next one, and the Iguazu River, the border between Argentina and Brazil. Keyboardist Jeff Lorber recorded Iguazu Falls on his West Side Stories album of 1994.
Thank you. on the river Colorado. How I wish that I was there with you. As I sit and pine, each lonely shadow takes me back to days that we once knew. We were the one in a harvest time, you said. That's why I'm longing for you. When it's moonlight on the Colorado, I wonder if you're waiting for me too. Thank you.
It's off to Russia to begin this last set on this Dr. Jazz Hour with the song of the Volga Boatmen by the Glenn Miller Orchestra in 1941. Perhaps trombonist Benny Green was a history buff, since he recorded East of the Little Bighorn, site of Custer's Last Stand in Montana, with the quintet in 1956 on the album Walkin' Down. And this Dr. Jazz Hour will conclude with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Brother Jimmy in 1954, and We've Crossed the Whitest River.
Thank you. Thank you.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.